This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. And assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today, I'm really excited because my guest is someone who helps make big decisions for our country, for our city and our country. She is a member of Parliament for Dunedin, Rachel Brooking. Rachel grew up right here in Dunedin, so she knows the city really well. She also cares a lot about nature, our oceans, and keeping our food and water safe. I think that's pretty awesome. I feel very lucky to have her on the show today, not just to talk about her important stuff, but to find out about her life, her favorite memories, and of course, to have a little fun too. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Rachel. It's so lovely to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to be here in the studio with you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have you here too. Let's get started with our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. Rachel, you've lived in Dunedin most of your life, right?
I have.
I'd love to hear about what it's like growing up here. When you were a kid, did you have a favorite spot in Dunedin? Maybe a beach, a park, or even a cozy corner at home?
I did. I grew up very close to Ross Creek, where there's a water reservoir and a whole lot of bush. So I spent a lot of my childhood in that bush, and it was beautiful, and it still is.
Yep, I love it too. And I hope most of the other people do too.
Me too.
What's one memory from your childhood that still makes you smile when you think about it?
I like to think of my grandmother who lived in Dunedin, and she used to live, she wore a beret hat, and she couldn't drive, and she rode the bus, and she was loved talking to everyone, and she knew all the bus drivers' names and when their birthdays were. And so when I think of her, that makes me smile.
That's a good quest, and I think I would too sometimes. And I think that is your, I mean, yeah, let's just move on to the next question. If you've traveled to different places for work and life, is there one place outside of Dunedin that felt really special to you?
Yeah, I was lucky quite recently, so since I've been a member of parliament, to go to Latvia and Lithuania, and they are very close to Ukraine, where obviously there's the war on at the moment with Russia invading Ukraine. And that felt like a really special place to be. Beautiful, beautiful cities, and also people who were doing their best despite having some very aggressive neighbours.
Yep, I'd love to go there. Have you been there?
Yes, to Ukraine or to Latvia and Lithuania. I've been to Ukraine long before there was a war.
Oh, I haven't, but I would like to see to what's in Ukraine.
It's very beautiful.
Ooh, that would be a nice place then. If you could take all the kids listening on a trip, where would you take us first?
Anywhere in the world?
Yeah, anywhere in the world.
Well, I think the first place would have to be Ross Creek.
Ooh, yeah.
In Dunedin. And so we can learn about some of the native trees that we have in Dunedin. And we might even see the glowworms that are there sometimes as well. And hopefully some manu, some birds. And then where else in the world? I think it'd be really cool to go to Pompeii in Italy.
Ooh, I haven't heard of that, but I have been to Ross Creek for 2 hours walk.
Excellent. That's a good walk. So Pompeii was a Roman city, and so, you know, way back thousands of years ago, and there was a volcanic eruption, and it went all over Pompeii, so everybody died, which is obviously horrible, but it's been uncovered so you can see how a Roman city worked, which is really interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to go to these countries you requested, and Yeah, have you been to those countries?
I have been to Pompeii, yes.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to go there too.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's very interesting.
Yeah. And is there a place in the world you haven't been yet, but you really love to go one day?
Yes, there are two continents I've never been to. So I've never been to anywhere in South America, and I've never been to anywhere in Africa. So one day I'd like to fix that.
I think, yeah, I have been to America, but I think I'm going, and I hope you will go to one of those countries too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. I loved hearing about all those places and memories. And now it's time for something a little different. Up next is... Kurt's Kids Corner. Okay, first up, some would-you-rather questions. You have to pick one, even if it's hard. Would you rather be able to turn invisible whenever you want it, or be able to fly anywhere in the world?
Definitely invisible whenever I wanted.
Ooh, that's a good choice. I think I'd choose that too.
I'm scared of heights.
Me too. Would you rather time travel to the past or the future?
I think...
Hard one, right?
That is a really hard one, but I think the past, because the future could be really scary, so I'm going with the past.
Yeah, me too, but I don't think I'll go into centuries where the dinosaurs were. Would you?
No, I wouldn't want to go that far back.
Yeah, but still, yeah. I don't think it would even make us, like, go that far behind.
Wow, but if it's time travel, maybe.
Maybe. Would you rather have super speed or the ability to pause time?
I think pausing time would be great.
Me too. You think the same things. Like, when I'm saying the question, I think the same thing.
Ah, great minds think alike. There's a little saying like that, isn't there?
But some of those were tough. Okay, now let's go even quicker now. This game is like this or that. I'll give you two choices. You pick one super fast. No thinking. Ready? Chocolate or ice cream?
Chocolate.
Books or movies?
I've got to go super fast. Movies.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Mountains or beaches?
Oh, that's really hard. Beaches.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Road trip or flying?
Road trip.
Nice, you're quick, and that was wonderful. But now it's time to test your brain power with some riddles.
Oh, no.
What has to be broken before you can use it? I can give you a hint.
I think I need a hint.
Okay. It's like you can eat it.
An egg.
Yes. What goes up but never comes down?
I'm not very good at these. I might need a hint for that too.
Okay. It's you can have multiple hints, but the first hint that I'm telling you is like it's not a thing. It's about yourself. It's yours.
And it's got to go. It only goes up and it never goes down.
Yeah, and it sometimes it can end, like, it ends.
Sometimes I feel like my hair goes up and never comes down. I don't think that's the answer, is it?
No, not for everybody, but anyway.
You try and grow, get taller.
Oh, yeah, but it's something just like that. Like, this is an answer, but there is another answer.
I think I need another clue.
Okay, I'll tell you. It has three letters in it. It has three letters, just three letters.
I'm totally...
Okay, I can have this biggest hint that I can give. It's numbers. You get every each year, the number gets bigger, just one step bigger.
Oh, your age.
Yes, your age.
That took me a long time. I was imagining something physically going up into the ear.
But I think, yeah, but that was a good try. That's like...
That was a terrible try. I'm terrible at this.
But I think I can do way, like, way... Like, I'll do, like, wrong, so many wrong answers. I think lots of people will not get that. But this one was a hard one.
I just don't think I'm very good at this.
You're good at it. You just got the first one. But now let's see the third one. What belongs to you, but other people use it more?
My name?
Yes, you got it.
Finally.
See, you weren't bad at all. What two things can you never eat for breakfast?
I don't like a really heavy breakfast. Oh, is this a riddle or is it a real question?
Not a real question, but it's like a riddle.
Oh, it's another riddle. Oh, what two things can't you eat for breakfast? I'm going to need a clue again.
Okay, it's, well, we all know it's not food, though. It's not food. It's in words.
So two things you can't eat for breakfast.
And it goes, like, during the day.
Morning tea?
Yeah, just like that. But it's two things, but it's like, morning tea is like an extra thing in the morning. Like in my school, we have it too.
Yeah.
But it's like two important things, like two important words too. Do you want me to give you another hint?
I think I need another hint.
Okay. It's something that happens first in the morning. But not the morning one, just, yeah, it doesn't really matter because you in the morning is already breakfast. Oh, no, I think I already give you a big hint. Okay, middle of the day.
Is lunch?
Yes, and...
The end of the day is dinner? So
maybe, yes.
So you can't have lunch and dinner for breakfast?
Yes, okay, I actually gave you a big hint when I was trying to explain it. But it doesn't matter, you still got it.
Phew, eventually. I'm so terrible at these.
I think this is one is going to... Like, this one was really hard for me, but let's see if you can do it.
Okay.
What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? It's like a riddle. It's not like...
M?
Yes. How did you get it? Every person I try this for my whole school, they always get it wrong. Even adults. Oh, you're such a good riddle master.
I am not. that was lucky.
Yeah, but that last one was good for this one. But those were brilliant. And I think the kids listening will be trying to solve them too.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. That was so much fun. But now let's slow things down and talk about life, the big things that really matter. Up next is... Let's Talk Life. Okay, let's start with our first question. What is one thing that always makes you feel peaceful, no matter what?
Going for a run.
Ooh, that's like a good choice. And would you tell us why?
When I go for a run, I'm not very good at thinking of logical things, so I'd be even worse at your riddles if I was going for a run. But I find it a good time to work through issues. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully my heart rate gets up and then I feel good about the world.
Yeah, like... Sometimes when I'm on a run alone, I feel better because I can think more and, I can just, like, figure out things. So then, in the day, because there's always some chaos around, so you can't really think well. And I think that's what you meant.
I do. A good time to focus on things, but also not to think too much either.
Yeah, not too much. Like, normal, just calmly. What's a lesson you've learned in your life that you'd like every kid to know?
I think the best lesson in life is remembering that people always have some things going on in their lives that you don't know about, and to try and be as generous as you can with them, even if someone's been really annoying, to take a deep breath and try and think about why it might be that but they're being annoying or whatever it is that's happening in the time.
That's such a good thing to say, and I think I'll always follow on that too. What do you think makes a community feel strong and connected, like nearly into a family?
Yeah, I think communities feel strong and connected when there's lots of things going on where people can see each other and do different things together, whether it's a joyful moment.
Like teaming? Like work as a team?
Yeah, working as a team or having something positive that you can do together, whether it's having a dance or watching people sing or singing together. Those things are good. But also where you can participate and where you can help someone.
Yeah, my teacher.
To help.
Yeah, my teacher tells me that. And like when you were saying that, like participate and work together, we actually did a dance rehearsal today, and it was hard, but we still did it.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun, but it's like a summer one. Yeah, just not bringing my things into you.
So did you have to learn some movements as well as the words?
Yeah, this is the 8 month, right? So we learned it for 6 months, like every day for like two hours and 20 minutes. So long. Before it was 1 hour, then we changed to 2 hour. It was pretty
amazing.
Hard.
And you're doing it at the Polyfest?
You know about the Polyfest?
Of course I know about the Polyfest.
Oh,
Polyfest
yeah.
is wonderful.
On Monday, the Polyfest is on, and I have to get very ready. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to still practice, even though we did it today.
Excellent.
If a young person wants to make a difference in the world, where do you think they should start?
Well, I think it's always good to start with those around you and to look for opportunities where you can help in the thing that you're most interested in. So sometimes it might be that there's no one around you who's interested in the thing that you're most interested in. But hopefully someone will know somebody else and introduce you and say, well, if you really care about the environment, maybe you want to belong to one of these groups that goes and plants trees and takes weeds away from areas. And that might not be your immediate community, your immediate family or your school community, but it might be something that you can join in and do. So I think it's good to tell people what it is that you're interested in. And then when you're interested in something, that will help you make an improvement in the world in that area.
Oh, I love your good and positive words. And I think that should make the world a really better place. All because if you're ruling the world, you'd rule it so well because you're just telling us positive things. So, yeah, it's good, yeah.
But I also believe very much in democracy. So I don't want to be the ruler of the world.
Yeah, I'm just giving a request, but you don't have to.
Yeah, thank you.
If you could share one special message with all the children listening today, what would it be?
It would be to enjoy this wonderful weather we're having in Dunedin at the moment and to make the most of Polyfest if they're lucky enough to do it, and to be kind to their parents.
I know. Parents, people, even adults always say that, but I think that's a good thing. And thank you for those wonderful, wonderful stories and things. I know all of us listening will remember them. Okay, that's it for today's episode of Global Kids Get It. A huge thank you to Rachel for joining me today and sharing her stories, her fun answers, and her wonderful advice.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks everyone for listening.
You too. And to all our listeners, remember, even the smallest voices can help take care of our big world. Keep smiling, keep learning, and keep dreaming. Until next time, Kira and Alafis. Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.